So we have 20 minutes here, right?
Yes.
Great. Tell me a little bit about the course, Steve.
We are the eighth oldest chartered chapter in the society.
Wow.
We're the oldest running show, continuous yearly show.
Last contest we scored 825, and for all sorts of reasons this time we dropped a lot of points.
Two new songs?
Okay. And got really hammered in singing, and fairly similar to what we were in the last go-around 6 months ago in performance. And we moved our show from February to September, and that gave me 5 weeks to get ready.
That's always a challenge. Yeah. But how did the course feel? Showing sort of five being what we put on stage, the best I've ever felt, ever, and fist being like, what happened? You know? Yeah. So show me how you sort of felt about your performance. It's a sort of middle of the road, not exceptional, but a few people would felt really good about it. All right. Well, I think I was the highest.
You know, we've done better.
I think I was the highest scoring judge. So you're welcome.
Well, they were glad. Because that's your partner.
I know. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah.
But I think I can explain the variety that you saw in your scores by saying that what you did today was a performance that felt really from the heart. It felt really genuine. It felt emotionally connected. It felt there was lots of urgency, especially behind the ballad. There was a great sort of tempo feel in the uptune. It was very just overall very enjoyable to watch and experience. But there are still a few sort of technical things that maybe are keeping you specifically lower in the singing category and lower in the music category for the other music judge. So maybe we can talk about those things. I noticed those things too, I just didn't write them in my score. So we'll talk a little bit about that and hopefully make some great progress in the 20 minutes we have. Tell me about what do you guys like about the songs? These are new songs. How long have you had them?
They were in this year's show, so we've had them for 6 months.
6 months,
but
okay.
Not really focusing because we
not
had to focus on right. 11 other songs too.
Of course, that's a lot to do. So, Man Never Love Again. And
the music score, by the way, was exactly the same as the last contest.
Okay.
So
sure. Yeah.
So
we sang Man Never Love Again as a contest song 8 or 10 years ago.
So right
now, we have a lot of new members. It was a brand new song.
Right. And after you've gone, classic Robert Stock piece. May I Never Love Again is just such a wonderful ballad, such a beautiful message.
That's the kind of ballad I like.
Yeah, me too. Let's jump right into that one. Can we go from the start?
Okay. Push that on.
I drink my wine. That's the issue.
Oh, my love, can't you see?
So there are five things that we want to do before we ever sing anything. There's a five-step process. The first one, if we can take this 20 minutes and get through these five steps, it'll make such a big difference for the rest of your singing life. The first step's easy. That's listen. Listen what song you're singing. Listen to the pitch. Listen to what you're about to do. If you're in rehearsal, say, if your director says, hey, we're going to start this time, you've got to listen to that. Listen, that's super easy. Second step is alignment. So let's find some great alignment, otherwise known as posture. Let's just walk in place. Walk normally as in after walking down the street, and then leave your feet where they are. That's a good, comfortable place for your feet to be. Then you've got your ankles, then you've got your knees, and we're going to, for exercise sake, we're going to lock the knees, and then you're going to rotate your pelvis forward until your knees unlock. You notice that you rotate it forward, and then eventually your knees just unlock. And that's where you want pelvis down to be. Then you want the shoulders nice and relaxed on top of that. You don't want shoulders forward. You don't want shoulders overly back or tense. Just relaxed right on top of the pelvis. And you actually want the ears to be almost over the shoulders. So it'll feel like there's a short front of the neck and long back of the neck. Is this a familiar concept?
Essentially,
yeah. So every time you sing, you listen to what he says. Then you find that great alignment. Just a little check-in. Let's all find that now. Just show me great alignment. Show me that alignment. Now, as quickly as you can, find that great singer's alignment. There's a lot of pride in this. Again, long back of the neck, short front of the neck. head might be a little bit further back than you're used to. Let's take our right arm, raise it up, put it on the opposite shoulder, and this arm, put it on right under the lips, sort of move our head back. It should not be a tense sort of feeling, but it should just have a little more height to it. And that's just gonna set up your instrument so much better. So first step, listen. Second step, find this. You can use this, or you can also use the I love you symbol, and then use right underneath your collarbone. And use this to find your chin. So every time, second step, find alignment. And the third step is character. So what's the song about? Who are you singing to? What's the message? So on a song like Command Never Love Again, sort of how do you feel? Who is the character at the start? Give me some quick thoughts.
The same.
Madly in love.
In love, yeah.
Promised, promises to a fiancé.
You're about to promise something, you're talking to your fiancé, whatever it is, you find that character, you find that emotional headspace. And then, so that's step three. So those are the first three steps, let's practice that. Director says, let's sing May I Never Love Again. Step two.
Posture.
Alignment, yep. Step three. And then the character, the emotional headspace.
Character.
Somewhere between two and three, the pitch will probably start being blown. And then step number four, this is a very key step. Let's blow the pitch. You need to sing your first note in your head. A lot of people sing their first note in their head on a hum. I want you to sing your first note in your head on the word that you're about to sing. So you hear that pitch? Whatever your note is.
We don't take pitches, by the way.
You don't take pitches, but you do it in your head.
We
in your head,
yes.
You find where your first note is. You sing O in your head. Fifth step, anyone guess what the fifth step is?
Sing while long.
Good breath.
Good breath. Yeah, you gotta breathe before you sing. Just a nice, easy breath, and then you sing. So let's try going from the start with those five steps and see what difference that makes. I'll take you through the five steps just this time. We're gonna sing May I Never Love Again. You're listening, you're finding alignment, you're finding that character, you're about to promise something to someone you deeply love. We're gonna blow the pitch. You're gonna sing your first note in your head. Do you have it?
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think of a thing without your love.
So that's such a more a cleaner start, a much better first impression for the judges, for the audience, and it just sets you up for so much more success throughout the piece. I notice as we sing, we found this wonderful alignment as we started. We went,
and it changed.
You see, you mean all the world for me, and we lost that. And there can be moments where you say, no, I gotta move my head a little bit forward to get this message across, but you need to always go back to this default of this posture. You can hear how my speaking voice changes as I talk like this, and then I talk like this. It's a totally more resonant, easy sound as I find that good alignment. So this time, I want you to maintain that good alignment and continue to check in with that while also thinking about character by doing these two things at the same time and have so much success. Did you do all five steps?
Yes.
I need everyone to show me on your hands the five steps as you do them in your head, just so I know that you're all doing them. And this might give you my... At first, it will take a little bit more time to remember this. Eventually, you'll be able to do it a lot faster.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think of you a thing.
Talk to me about breaths. What makes a good breath?
Clean air.
Clean air?
Exhale the bad air. Get some clean and fresh air in there.
Right, you don't want to
pile on top of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait. And that's why breath is the last step. It's just a in and sing. So what are some ways to tell if you have a good breath?
You've got the diaphragm dropped and
it's relaxed.
Yes.
It should all be relaxed. Often, sometimes we take too big of air and it becomes tense. Too big a breath and it becomes tense. We go, and then we're tense all of a sudden. It doesn't need to be one of those crazy tense breaths. It's just a relaxed, low, easy breath. Very good. I think silent is a good indicator that you are taking a nice, relaxed breath, rather than, you know, that's going to be tense. Just relaxed, relaxed, silent. And if you have great alignment, that's all going to be a whole lot more easy. So let's just take some breaths together. Breathe in. Yes, that's almost silent. I want everyone to make a figure eight with their hands. So we're going to go down. So we're going to breathe in, and then out, in, out. Just easy, relaxed, silent. See how silently you can make these breaths. It's not quite silent yet. Maybe check in with your alignment. If your alignment is out of whack, it's going to be almost impossible to find a silent breath. So all the way in, all the way out. You don't want to have any air left over. So now we're going to sing. Did you notice if you're prepared to sing, you take a little bit extra air? You sort of, you don't need to do that. You just take your nice natural breath. Oh my love, can't you? Whatever it is, just, oh my love. So sing your first chord.
Oh.
So now we're going to breathe in and then sing the first chord as we get it down to the bottom of this part of the figure eight. Ready?
Oh,
you're just going to hold that chord. What we're going to do now is we're going to breathe in, we're going to breathe out, we're going to breathe in, we're going to breathe out, we're going to breathe in, we're going to sing our first chord. So, in, out, in, out, in, get ready to sing. Sing that first chord again.
Oh.
Right. Sing out a hum. Mm. Just the basses. Mm. Just the tenors. The basses and tenors.
Mm.
Basses and baritones.
Mm.
Mm. Baritones, that'd be a little bit higher. Just a full straight octave. Just basses and baritones.
Mm.
Add the basses and leads. Parts on the O.
Oh.
I would say O for me. O.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my
oh my love.
Oh my love.
Oh my love.
Oh my love. Oh wow, look at that beautiful wall.
Oh,
oh
my
look at that beautiful wall.
Oh.
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 And sing.
Oh.
Did you change the vowel at all? It can see, it can be just that same vowel. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, rather than oh, 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 oh,
bright.
Oh, just natural. Yeah, it might end up being a little bit brighter. It'll be a whole lot easier. Yeah, you're right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna speak sing. This is a great rehearsal technique. We're gonna speak the lyric twice. Oh, 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 then we're gonna sing the first chord. So we're gonna do that, ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Okay, just this half, speak sing.
Oh, oh.
So much easier, right? That it's, and it's more unified as well. So we'll all speak sing again.
Oh, oh, oh.
Fantastic. Oh my gosh. Let's go back to the five steps, and we're going to use that vowel. We're going to use that breath, and we'll sing the song. So we're going to sing the song. You've listened. You've checked your alignment. I saw about three people check their alignment. This is really important. And I'd say 70% of you can have a little bit better alignment. 30% of you have pretty good alignment naturally, but 70% of you can use a little bit of a check. So go back to that alignment. Okay. So we're going to sing the song. You are listening. You are checking your alignment. That height, that pride. You are finding the character. You are singing your first note in your head.
Oh, my love, can't you see?
Sing that last chord.
Love,
so we'll go love, love, sing. Ready?
Love, love, love.
Yeah, so it's love, 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 love. Speak, sing.
Love, love, love.
Aw.
Aw.
Love.
Love.
Law.
Law.
Last.
Last.
Love.
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 Low.
Low.
Let.
Let.
All different vowels, right?
Yes.
Love. Love. Love.
Love. Love. Love.
And sing the chord.
Love.
So love, 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 love.
Yeah.
Just that chord.
Love.
Law.
Law.
Yes, yeah, speak, speak, sing law.
Law, law, law.
Speak, speak, sing love.
Love, love, love.
Different vowels, right?
Right.
Law, love, law, love, law, love. Two different vowels. I'm hearing a lot of ah. A lot of oh, a lot of uh, a lot of that, those sort of vowels, which are not as speak-like, and not as speech-like, and not as natural. And so when you sing with those vowels, it's going to be less unified, because some of you will be doing the natural vowels, some of you will be doing those vowels, so it'll be less unified, and it'll also be less natural to the listener, and it'll be less able to really understand the message that you're trying to share. Is this making sense?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So on each of these vowels, I...
Coaches.
Huh? Yes, I hear the coaches chiming in with support, yes. Specifically the ah vowels, specifically the o vowels, specifically the e vowels, there's all just a little bit of unnatural vowel choices happening, which is leading to disunity. So I think the speak, speak, sing is a great way, and honestly breaking it down and going, you know, you three, do it on your own, and you know, not in a punitive way, not trying to catch anyone who's wrong, but saying, you know, oh, maybe you are... You are. You think that you're speaking the same way that you sing, but a lot of us have such a lot of us have such ingrained habits about how we sing that we don't even tell that it's different. You know, we say, oh, 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 yeah, it's the same. It's the same, right? People think that it's the same, but it's not. Oh, 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 oh. It's totally different. It's going to feel uncomfortable and new to you. To a lot of you, it's going to feel very new. So continuing on this path will be great. Let's go from the start again. Reinforce these five steps. Let's see if we can do it a little bit faster. See if you can go even further with the alignment. If that's easy, I'm still seeing some heads a little bit forward. Do the check this time. Your check of choice. You can do this one. You can do this one. Does that feel different for you? Is that different from how you usually stand? Especially some of us, you know, people who sit at a computer all day. We have the tendency to do this, but this is where you want to be for singing.
A few of you look uncomfortable, like you've gone the other extreme.
Yeah, but this should not be tense, but eventually it will become easier. So it might be a little bit uncomfortable and new to you, but it needs to become the new norm for singing. And every time you start, every time you take a breath, just remember, I gotta check in with this, and you gotta check in with the character. Be all the way in on the character. Let's do the five steps. It's from the start again. Natural vowels. I don't want to keep harping on this, but this will make a huge difference. Because what this does when you all do it is suddenly everything will just line up. Because right now we have you know, 30 or so different vowels going on.
Well, there could be a reason for that too. We've recently merged with another chapter, so we've had two different philosophies coming together and trying to.
Mm-hmm. And there are some philosophies that say, you know, these are the seven vowels we learn, and right. we learn how to do those ones.
Right. Right.
And that's valid, right. and that works if everyone learns those.
Same way.
I find it a whole lot more easy to just go with what's natural, right?
Right.
And sort
right.
of say,
I like conversational.
Yeah. Conversational, because that adds to the performance value, that adds to the communication. It's so much more clear to hear the message when they're just speaking naturally and singing naturally. And you just get your message across. And that will impact all three categories, and not by a little bit. Any questions?
No, nice job.
Good.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cool.
Thanks.
Do you,
we think everybody yeah. should have scored like you did.
Yes, I agree. And if you keep working on this stuff, everyone will be scoring higher than I scored next time.
Yeah.
Thank you. And they just know what that is, or don't quite know how to get to that first pitch from the pitch bike. And everyone needs to be hearing that pitch bike, hearing the pitch that we're all going to agree on, and then finding your note from that. And it's okay to not know how to do that. That's a pretty advanced skill, honestly, is to say, this is the tonic, and then I need to know what note I start on when it's not that note. You guys are an advanced chorus enough to not have to tune up, which is great. But maybe taking some time to really dig into that skill and work on how do I find my first note from this pitch bike. That's really valuable and important for any song you sing. So anyway, great job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.